the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And the speculation is running wild right now, Lundy, because we're just a couple of weeks away from the NFL draft, and our friends at DraftKings have posted a plethora of brand spanking new props around the NFL draft. And one of the bigger curiosities that I've seen so far is in regards to the Ohio State Buckeye quarterback in Justin Fields. You can wager on his over-under in terms of where the pick selection is going to be. It sits at 4.5, by the way. I like the under there at +104. But I want to zero in on the team odds. And, you know, a lot of mocks out there have Mac Jones going at number 3. Some still believe that Justin Fields is going to fall into that slot. And as a result, right now the pack leader for Fields' services, San Francisco +175, followed by Atlanta, team that's picking at number 4. And, of course, there's been a lot of discussion whether or not the Falcons are going to trade out of that spot at +300. The Broncos right here in our backyard at +500. New England at +500. And Washington at +600. I know, you know, a lot of the national beat writers believe that Mac Jones is going to be the number 3 overall selection. That's why he's -200 to go at that spot. But I'm not entirely buying that quite yet, as Shanahan is still going to evaluate Fields and Trey Lance at their next pro days as we, you know, lead up to night 1 of the NFL draft. So I still think the Niners at +175 at number 3 overall to land Fields is a tremendous value. What are your thoughts here? Where do you think that Fields ultimately winds up?
You know, I wish that I knew the answer to that, Brad, because then I'd have a big fat bank account. I think this is going to get really weird. You and I have already talked about this, that I think there's going to be a lot of trades in the first round. I think there's going to be a lot of movement between all of these teams. And so it's funny because I expect Fields to go up high within the top 5. But I also don't know who the hell's going to take him, because I don't know who's going to be desperate enough to roll the dice at quarterback. We have seen, whether it's Kansas City, whether it's Seattle with Russell Wilson, whatever it is, we have seen that if you can find that quarterback, you can find your way to a Lombardi. And so there are some teams that are desperate to figure out exactly what that looks like. So for me, I think he winds up in Atlanta. That's just sort of, I don't know, Jim. I mean, maybe I think he winds up in Atlanta because I do think the Falcons want to try to find an heir apparent to an aging Matt Ryan. But I don't know, man. I wish I did, because you and I'd be dancing on the beach in the Bahamas with a bucket of money.
Yeah, well, look, he's got Georgia roots, so it'd make a ton of sense. But we're hearing a ton of speculation right now, and the rumor mill is churning madly at the present moment that Kyle Pitts could be Atlanta's selection. I still think that Penei Sewell makes way too much sense for them at number 4. But you're right, it is going to be quite a thrill ride, I believe, night 1 of the NFL draft. I think there's going to be a ton of movement inside that top 10, including that wildcard team right here in the Mile High City, the Denver Broncos. Don't be shocked if they trade up inside the top 5 to try to land their franchise quarterback, unless, and possibly, a guy like Justin Fields slips to them at their position at number 9 overall. So something to consider there. But I can't wait for it. Bring it on. The NFL draft just a couple of weeks away. And look, if you want to wager on NFL draft props, if you want to wager on anything that is available out there in the sports betting universe, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season as they gear up for the playoffs. So some teams are locks to make the postseason. Others are still fighting for their opportunity to chase the trophy this summer. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. All your team has got to do is hit a 3 in a game. That's it. Just one tray, and if that happens, and more than likely it's going to, it's the NBA, it's modern times, they have a shot clock and guys are gunners from all points of the floor, you cash $100 if you bet $1 as a new user. Look, this year's teams have been hitting threes at an unprecedented pace. So get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook before the offer ends. Again, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 in free bets for a limited time only. At DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9. With it. With that, on this hump day edition of the pod, let's get to it with the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, the NHL. Oh, it's calling your name. The slap shots, the goals, the sirens going off. And we got some fans now in the stands at some of the venues across North America. It is a hockey hump day, hombre. So give us a pick on the ice, por favor.
Let's go with a couple here, Brad. First of all, how do we feel about some afternoon hockey? Because that's what we have up in the Great White North. Due to the potential of the unrest, the things that are going on in Minnesota right now, they moved the Wild Coyotes game up to a 2 o'clock Eastern time puck drop. So if you're listening to this early enough to take advantage of that, as odd as that schedule is, a little bonus pick for you. I like Minnesota in that one at home. Whenever you see this oddity with the schedule, I always favor the home team in that, and they're actually 4-1 on the year against Arizona. So there's a little bonus pick for you for the afternoon. Then let's slide into the evening action, where Montreal will be hosting the Calgary Flames, and the Flames coming off of a back-to-back. They won last night against Toronto. Damn it. On the season, Calgary is only 1-6 when they are playing the second night of a back-to-back. So this is one that you just follow the trend. This is actually something we see a lot of in hockey when the team is on that second night of a back-to-back, when they've got to go to a backup goaltender, when maybe they aren't doing as many minutes for some of their top guys to try to keep them rested. We see the home teams take advantage of it when they are entertaining somebody on a second night of a back-to-back. So going to roll with Calgary to lose this one against Montreal, because, man, I'll tell you what, this team is getting tired as they roll through their schedule and moving towards the playoffs, and I think Montreal will take advantage. So take the Habs on the money line.
Oh, I like it. Go with the Habs there to score the W.
Number 4.
All right, let's move on. It's Hockey Hump Day, and we always work at a couple of picks this time of year on the NHL. So what is behind door number 2, my man?
Well, you'll remember, Brad, if we grab Sherman and jump into the Wayback Machine, you know that Monday was not too kind to us. The games that I'm about to talk about were part of a two-leg parlay on Monday, and we're going back to the well.
Yes!
Let's two-leg this bad boy together. If you recall, the Vegas Golden Knights crashed our party on Monday by beating the Kings. I thought the Kings had a chance at an upset, and then it was San Jose and Anaheim. We are going to jump into the pool with the Sharks. We're also going to grab those Golden Knights, both of the favorites, put them together on a two-legger, and that turns into a plus 131. This is one that I just feel that Vegas has a better goaltending situation than the Kings do. I do think that Cal Peterson is going to wind up being a hell of a goaltender for the Kings. However, it's still a slow learning curve for the young kid, and so I think he's in trouble tonight against Vegas. So we're going to put those two together, the Sharks, the Knights, sitting at a plus 131.
I like it. Roll the dice on Vegas and with San Jose. Yeah, really.
Number 3.
All right, let's move on to the MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight Player Prop of the Day in the NBA. And, of course, it's presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all your favorite player props. String them together and packs it 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit on the over the under, the more or less, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And if you use that promo code as a new user, FTN. Again, promo code FTN. You get a free $5 game on the house only at monkeyknifefight.com. And let's go ahead and drive down Narrative Street, shall we? And we're actually going to peel rubber down that avenue because Nikola Vucevic, Lundy, is going up against his old squad. And recently old squad, and that is the Orlando Magic. Remember, he was traded right at the deadline in late March from the land of Mickey Mouse all the way north to the land of Polish sausages and Chicago and the Bulls. And they're going toe-to-toe tonight. Vucevic, the over right now is 21.5 points against his former employer, and that's 100% where I'm going to side here. And I'm going to give you a little bonus time at the end of my dissertation on why I think this is going to hit. Now, obviously, you know, revenge, vindictiveness is going to be in the mind of Vucevic when he rolled out of bed this morning. You look, since the trade happened, that was 10 games ago, he has been over 21.5 points five times. So, you know, only half of the time, though we started to heat up here of late. But you look at Orlando, they were piss poor defensively with Vucevic in uniform on the season, number 25 in adjusted defensive efficiency. But they've gotten even worse here. These last three games, they've given up 1.151 points per possession, and they've given up 40.8% from way downtown. So you look at the advanced EVP tool at FTNDaily.com, and this is a top four matchup for a guy that's a ball handler, a scorer, and a point forward. Check, check, check for Vucevic. And here's the bonus time I'm going to throw in from our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. It is plus 140, over 2.5 made threes for Vucevic, which he has done in three of his last four games, and he's shooting just over 42% from along the arc as a member of the Chicago Bulls. So again, Vucevic over 21.5 points, Vucevic over 2.5 made threes at plus odds, mind you, against the Orlando Magic. Is it money time, Lundy? Fade or follow?
Well, he's missed this point total in his last two games. I know he's done it a total of five times, but he's also not done it in the last couple of games. But I'll take the revenge factor with you. I'll roll with you and follow on this one. Love the threes bet, by the way, because if you think he's going to get the points, you got to think he hits a couple from outside the arc. If he hits that third one, you're looking at some plus odds. So let's see a revenge game for Vucevic.
Yeah, that's right. Drive down Narrative Street.
Number two.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball. We were 2-for-2 yesterday, Lundy, on the featured props and in this little program.
Yeah, but your bald eagle can just – now, I got the bald eagle right with the Washington Capitals.
Yeah, the Strasburg one, not so much. He
not
got
so
shelled.
Much, baby.
Yeah, he absolutely got destroyed. So the bald eagle was not the good luck charm in regards to that one. But the other ones we got right, you know, we nailed Trevor Bauer. And then we had another prop that is, you know, eluding me right now. But I know that we hit that one as well. So let's go ahead and go back to the well here. And let's zero in on this matchup between the San Diego Padres and the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I'm going to take San Diego the run line, of which, of course, is always -1.5. It's a -118 juice at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's Joe Musgrove coming off that no-no, the first one in Padres franchise history, going up against the always generous Tyler Anderson. Now, Musgrove this season, 15 innings pitched on near perfection in terms of his output. Zero earned runs allowed in those 15 innings, including that no-no that he had last time out against the Texas Rangers. He's given up just three hits, no walks, Lundy, and 18 strikeouts. Godlike numbers from Musgrove against the Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Tyler Anderson, kind of flipping the script here. 10.1 innings pitched, 6 earned, 15 hits allowed, 2 walks. He's got 12 strikeouts, but he gave up 3 home runs in those 2 turns, and both of those were against the Chicago Cubs, who are on a historic pace for futility right now in terms of not applying bat to ball. So I think San Diego is going to go out there. They got trounced yesterday. Blake Snell got beat up, exited stage left very early in that contest, but the Padres, number 7 in OPS, I think are going to score the cover here and win by 2 runs or more. Fade or follow The Pods, -1.5 on the run line against the Buccos.
I like this one. By the way, it was Giolito yesterday. That was the other.
Giolito, yeah, the under hit. Yep.
We hit the under on his strikeouts. I'm going to roll with you and take the Padres on the money line on this one. As you said, coming off the loss yesterday, 8-4, but they won on Monday, 6-2. This feels like a game that is going to be much more like that 6-2. I think if San Diego can ride the very sizzling arm on the mound, they are going to be just fine going up against the Bucks, who will lose this series at home because, hey, they're the Pirates.
That's exactly right. They're supposed to be the dregs of the keg. And bonus time, Lundy! Trent Grisham of the San Diego Padres. If he gets the start, assuming he's going to bat leadoff, he's +110 to score a run. And he's done it in all four games that he's seen action in this season. So I love that wager as well if you want to add a cherry on top of the San Diego Sunday.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's head to Baltimore, the Charm City, and talk about a matchup between the O's and the Mariners. And I'm going to take the over on 9 total runs. It's juiced up a little bit at -122 at DraftKings Sportsbook at tape time, but I'm feeling good about that line. You look at the matchup here pitcher-wise, it's going to be batting practice. Justin Dunn for the Seattle Mariners, and I can't believe Matt Harvey's still in the league. But Matt Harvey is still in the league, and he still has a spot in a rotation. Of course, now with Baltimore, of course, he made all the headlines back in the day with the New York Mets, which seems like about roughly a century ago. But Dunn, in his first turn of the rotation against the White Sox, listen to this, Lundy. I don't know if he caught this. 4 2/3 innings pitch. Only gave up one hit, 3 earned, but walked 8 free passes he gave up to the Southsiders in his only start of the season. Matt Harvey, meanwhile, in 2 turns of the rotation, 9.2 innings pitched. A not-so-lovely 13 hits allowed, 6 earned runs, also given up a pair of walks and struck out 9. And that both those matchups were against Boston, and we know their struggles this season offensively. So far in the series, it was 4-3 Seattle in Game 1, and then yesterday it was 7-6 Baltimore. Seattle right now number 13 in OPS, Baltimore number 26 in OPS, but based on the matchup overall, I think runs are going to be quite plentiful. So again, give me the over on 9 total runs between the M's and the O's. Fade or follow.
I will follow as well. I think this is going to be a fireworks show. I like this one to get up into double figures in terms of the total runs. You mentioned the run totals so far in the 2 games that they've played. I think it's going to resemble the game total of the 13. So let's roll with some extra runs between these two squads, and let's hope we see a lot of dudes touching the plate.
Yeah, making some of that cash money, too, in the process. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. NFL packages now live at FTN Fantasy and FTNBets.com, also FTN Daily as well. So get in on our early bird special. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.